This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, May 14, written by Reggie Smith. Entering the Arena of Power, from Luke 3. The word of God came to John. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. In today's verses, Luke mentions seven people who were in power at the time John began his ministry. It's important to understand this context. Power has a unique way of changing people. How they handle power affects their character, and these rulers use power to their advantage in destructive ways. Let's highlight just a couple of the names Luke mentions. Tiberius misused power for his own purposes. According to historians, Tiberius's reign was labeled as dreary and pessimistic. Tiberius's rule was a time of power run amok, unchecked, and destructive. Herod Antipas, Tetrarch of Galilee, used his influence as a ruler to take his older brother Philip's wife, Herodias. He had previously married the daughter of King Artus IV of Nabatea for a political alliance, but he ousted her in favor of Herodias. This led to a later retaliation of King Artus. Enter John the Baptist. His power source was the Word of God. He came preaching repentance for the forgiveness of sins. He spoke of reconciliation with God and the opportunity for a new start. This was a power of new beginnings offered through God's mercy. What is your source of power? Is it the gospel of Jesus? Are you sharing that power so that others may experience it too? Will you pray with me? Lord, you bless us with the power to bless others. May we use your word and all our gifts, talents, and more to be a blessing for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.